picture of myself holding hands with a really cute guy, driving along some pretty road. It's never about going anywhere, really. It's having some sort of freedom, I guess.
Jay, you awake? You're not gonna believe me, but I need you to remember what I'm saying.
This thing, it's gonna follow you. Somebody gave it to me, and I passed it to you.
Wherever you are, it's somewhere walking straight for you. All you can do is pass it along to someone else.
I'm scared. I need to find him.
What did he really do to you?
Cody, I'm mad.
Throw a fucking chair.
Who threw that chair? I'm mad now. I'm mad.
I'm fucking angry.
Cody, that was
mad.
Goddamn.
Okay. Not look. You pull it up right now.
What's the number?
The percentage on it?
Oh, okay. I got that up.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. I'll have that shit. 95%.
Okay.
That's. I very rarely a movie gets that.
Me, Pump Man, I was like, okay, it falls. We're going to watch this.
Especially the description here, this consensus.
Smart.
Original. And above all, terrifying. You got to be fucking...
Terrifying.
It Follows is the rare modern horror film that works on multiple levels and leaves a lingering sting.
The only thing I got in my brain was how fucking horrible this piece of shit was.
What in the fuck was a sting? What sting was it? Only sting I got was that alien mom fucking her son or something. I was like, hey, that must sting because he dead now. Whatever shit. Other than that, Jesus. Oh my God. I like Sean's comment too in our photo where it's just like, you have to get hard. Every movie's going to be better than that. It's like, man, I wouldn't jump that gun just too soon, man. Because, oh man. Okay, so. We recorded the movie spoilers episode. We had a question on it that brought up a movie, It Follows. I looked it up. A lot of great reviews. Played at Cannes Festival, one of the most prestigious film festivals of all time. Got great reviews. Me and Cody don't like horror movies, obviously.
Right.
We thought this could be the one that changed the game.
Saw the high percentage. Saw the good
high
reviews.
Percentage.
I was like, okay.
It's all over Facebook.
Check this out. Give it a chance. Okay, looking forward to this. Never heard of it, but I'm like, okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, you know, this would be a nice little indie film we can go check out or whatever. I was like, yeah, we never done that. Yeah. So bring the Mrs. along, because she's scared of these horror movies or whatever and shit. She looked the most, as a matter of fact, she was the most angriest out of us. Matter of fact, she was so angry as we pull up in my driveway or whatever. She said, this chick was backing up backwards. Yeah. She said, fuck this bitch.
Now, damn it. Hey,
I think we all mad.
Everybody in the fucking theater was mad.
Yeah, that dude in front of us, he said, that movie was stupid as fuck, man. Oh my. What the fuck was critics thinking?
I just don't think horror is made for us, man. I don't know what they're seeing, because we're not seeing the same thing.
Apparently not.
There's nothing in this fucking movie that's smart, original.
Or terrifying.
Terrifying. That's the big fucking thing. Terrifying.
We laughed.
Again, us laughing at unintentional shit. Only motherfuckers that laugh.
You can't tell me when this nigga... Yeah, remember, we was the only ones. Yeah. Everybody was just bored out their fucking mind. We the only ones laughing in here. This dude, as they leave backing out of their driveway, standing on their rooftop, butt-ass nigga, just staring at them. It's just like... And they got that music playing. And they're like... I love the music.
The music is great 80% of the time.
But let me break this down to you. Techno, electronic, new wave music does not fucking fit in horror films. I don't give a damn how badass a scene may
look.
I look
at the group was that disaster piece that did it.
Oh...
Pretty badass. Score,
yeah,
I must admit.
Yes, very badass. But it just did not fit in none of the scenes. You're just sitting there looking like they did a little, and then you look up and you see this nigga naked. Just...
Butt-ass
naked. It would have been funny had that dude been still standing up there while I was raining and shit. I would have laughed my ass off. Awesome. And oh my, what is okay? The plot here is. It Follows, people. Let me go ahead and pull this up. This director's going to get his fucking credit. David Robert Mitchell.
Yes.
I have no idea who the fuck that is. I'm trying to look it up right now, people. David Robert Mitchell has done is a lot of bullshit, probably. I'm assuming. It is taking a... Okay, well, fuck it. There we go. Okay. Okay, he ain't directed a damn thing.
The Virgin. This is a short... The Myth of American Sleepover, and It Follows.
That's the only goddamn things he's worked on.
And he wrote all of them, too.
Hey, what the fuck is this?
That was his last movie. But I don't know.
Okay, I've never heard of this guy. Okay, he's a nobody then. All right, there you go. No fucking nobody director. They gave him this project. Little indie horror film. I wouldn't even call it a fucking... That car on the poster. That car is in the movie for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
A literally good 5 minutes. Matter of fact, damn, it's all... Damn. IMDb is doing marketing for this goddamn movie now. Oh,
shit. Look at that shit. I must... Get the fuck out
of here. Okay, God. One of the most striking American horror...
An instant classic. Get the fuck out of here. Make it... Oh, come on.
You, I'm trying to read this one. How do I scroll down from there?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't go. It just says the scariest, but... Okay, fuck right. you. Okay, yeah. All right, let's not get crazy now. You know, the plot here is we following a girl, hipster girl, set in, I have no fucking... 1950?
Apparently, it's Michigan. I looked that up. I don't know what time period the shit is, because they got, like, old-ass TVs.
Old-ass TV.
They got these clam phones they can have, whatever the fuck that was.
I know, right? I was just looking, I was like, that's, like, new technology.
But yeah, they don't have a fucking decent TV. What the fuck is this?
I like how when that dude was standing up there naked, they house all nice shit.
Yeah.
Next scene. In the bar, yeah. Every house is like shit and stuff in the back. They just showing up at random ass people's houses and shit. You have no, it's like, where the fuck are they now? And then this nice ass swimming pool in this rundown building. This is like, who the fuck is still operating this place?
No idea.
And they plan was, let the ghost come in the or whatever the fuck. I don't even know what the, I keep calling it a ghost, but
plan? All of, well, we'll get to that later.
Yeah. But yeah, and I don't even know what the thing was. Was it a demon? A ghost?
They never explain it. And the whole rules set around, I don't know their rules about it.
Yeah.
Apparently they can't kill you when you sleep or when you're unconscious, because that's like, that would be the perfect opportunity, you would think, right?
And apparently when they touch you, you die. Mm-hmm. So next thing you know, they go back to the previous person who they passed it along to or something like that. Plot synopsis is, we got a fucking hipster-ass crew here. The most hipsterish or whatever. It must have been a bunch of hipsters at this fucking film festival. And we got... who's this fucking girl name? I don't even remember names in this. Only one I remember was Paul,
Jay, that's her name.
Okay, Jay. This bitch. Micah Monroe, whatever. Sound like a porn star name. You'd believe from watching this movie. She's dating some douchebag dude, whatever, and they go to the movie theater. They playing some game, and he just looks over. That girl right there, having a good time. What girl? I don't see anyone. Let's get the hell up out of here. Whatever. He's just like, okay, all right. And, okay, no, I forgot the opening of this shit.
Oh.
The chick running in the heels, how she ran in a circle, came back, got in her car. Next thing you know, next scene is her leg is bent backwards and shit like that. I'm just like, okay, that opening was stupid as fuck, but I was like, that was a gruesome ass kill.
Yeah.
Potential, all right. Drags on, boring. The girl ends up having sex with this guy.
Yes.
He drugs her, ties her up and saying, this is the only way I could give this to you. I have to pass it down to you now. And you can do the same too. I'm not trying to hurt you. I just need to get rid of this shit. So you can have it, do what I exactly what I did to you, and you can pass along as well. You see that thing right there? It's following me. That motherfucker was, this bitch right here, she wants you now, whatever. And then he takes her back home and drops her off there, and next you know, she just starts seeing motherfuckers that's walking towards her for no reason. He said that they're going to look like your loved ones. That's how they're going to get to you. You don't know what these things can be.
Well, I believe in what he said. They could look like your loved ones.
Yeah.
Or they could be anybody.
Yeah. He said that shit. He was like,
they could look loved ones.
Even though not once. They looked like nobody she fucking knew. Everybody in here was just looking at her. I was just like, none of these people, you knew a damn soul of these people. The only one that she knew was the ghost of the dude she fucked. But he didn't even attack her.
Yeah.
So there was no point of that. That went nowhere when they brought that up. So basically, she's just... What is she doing? I'm trying to figure out. I guess she's just trying to get rid of the damn thing. I don't know. She goes, finds this guy again. They talk about it, and she's throughout the whole movie, she's just constantly, the way the passes on people is you got to have sex.
Yes.
So she's just constantly having sex with other dudes, whatever, to pass this shit on. I'm just, and to wrap it up, it just ends with her fucking, her first, I guess his, or what, I don't know who it was. Cause
both each other's first kiss.
Because every time they said that shit, whatever, she would bring up, she slept with this guy. Because the dude she slept with in the hospital, she said, oh, I fucked him back in high school, though.
I
saw you dozing off. That's why I definitely. When she said that, I was just like, what the fuck?
Okay, because I thought they just randomly brought that motherfucker
up. Yeah, because there was a scene where he was just like, he's like, it was wrong what I did to you, or whatever, and shit like that. It was in the front. I was just like, the character development is horrible. How they try to just put these characters together and go like, oh, they got so much history together. And it's just like, in the minute of scenes.
Right. Yeah, where did this Johnny Depp looking motherfucker come from? Like,
what? Oh, yes. He literally just... They run out of the house, and he just shows up like,
Yeah, he's in a car with another girl.
Another chick, yeah. And she just gone, vanished. He's just like, let's go get my car. Mm-hmm. We'll go around town. I'm just like, he just joins the crew and shit like that. And his whole mission, he's just staring at chicks too, like, I'm going to fuck that girl, fuck that girl. Smiling, like, he just smiles. He's like, he's the girl's up on the ladder. She ain't got no ass on her, but he's just like,
damn.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Shit ass. Hey, this shitty ass movie, I don't blame you. You got Paul here, played by Hector. according to Mrs. One, but yeah. Look, she in there laughing. I can hear. Piece. Yeah, oh my first. She in there talking shit right now. Ah, yes, I finally got you, Victoria Justice.
I want to follow you.
Oh, it follows. Oh, the dick follows, yes. This dude was horrible in the fucking film. First of all, they made it set up like he's some big actor in the film, like he's gonna have a big scene here. And then once she ends up, like, when this guy comes around, Johnny Depp looking motherfucker comes around, he's quiet for the rest of the film. He's just in the background staring and shit, just mean mugging, whatever. And every now and then when he sees her talking to Johnny Depp, he's just in the background looking like, why does he get it?
Right.
How come I don't get it?
Yeah, he didn't give a shit when he went out, when she went on a date with the dude at the beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't. And all of a sudden now, he's like, oh.
You know I liked you, you know.
So now you're telling me you're giving up freely.
Well, I'm interested in that. And not to mention. Nah,
goddamn.
Not to fucking mention. The bullshit of the fact that this dude was super horny for this chick, because he's just like, give it to me. And she's just like, no. Why would you do it with him? Because I don't care for him. Mm-hmm. And he's not a friend or nothing like that or whatever. So I gave him that shit. Why? And he's just sitting there just like, I just think it's selfish of you. Whatever. I'm just like, are you stupid or what? Or whatever. It's just like, got to a point where she just probably said, you know what, fuck it, you want it? You can have it again. Fuck it. You're going to have everything now, whatever shit. This dude was so horny for this chick that he was just like, I don't give a damn if a ghost chasing you. Even though I know that motherfucker threw me across the ocean and shit like that or whatever, and I broke a chair on her ass. If you're going to give it up, it should be me.
Mm-hmm.
I would have, if she would have told me some shit like that and looked at it, I'd have been like, well, then you can keep that vagina right over there, bitch, because I ain't having shit follow me. I already got police chasing me, all right? I don't need you chasing me with this damn ghost or whatever shit. It was a very stupid fucking premise.
Very
fucking stupid. I don't know where the word smart comes from, because I was actually annoyed. I was just like, not to mention, one of the worst parts of the fucking movie, though, it's fucking boring.
Boring.
Just like, and she in there, and she arguing, she's like, she took me to see this horror movie. this goddamn piece of shit movie. Mrs. is mad right now, because she's not having that shit right now.
She's not.
She's pissed off right now. I want to listen to it. But, everything about it I thought was just stupid. But like I said, the biggest problem is fucking boring.
Yeah.
I constantly saw you dozing off. Mrs. One was playing on her phone and shit. And me, I can't put my head down
like
this.
That was me facepalm most of the time.
This was, whenever I did that, I was just defeated. I was just like, just end already. It wouldn't end. It just fucking kept going. And it was just pointless ass scenes. Mm-hmm. Shots of them sleeping. Show the whole body. Show the whole body, whatever. There we go. Shots of them sleeping in the hospital. Shots of them just sleeping on the car.
Yeah.
Shots of them just driving or whatever. I'm just like, oh my God, speed this fucking thing up.
It's not building up atmosphere. It's just fucking boring.
And then they playing this music in the background. I'm just like, this music doesn't fit none of these scenes at all. There's nothing going on that say play this kind of music or whatever.
And they play the same fucking song every time one of the things follows one of the characters. Same fucking tune. Time, it's not scary at all.
No.
Because they walk so fucking slow, you can't be terrified. Like, if they're, like, quick as shit, I'll be fucking terrified.
Apparently, they can't get through doors, neither. Yeah.
They got a knock.
So, when the fuck are these things?
I don't know.
All this time we spent just staring at these bitches in the face and shit, they could have been developing, what the fuck are these things? We could have, they're going to be on the road. Mm-hmm. They should have been finding more people that are like this, whatever, that it could have been like, where are these things coming from? Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, and they had a setup for it. It's like, oh, well, you know, I slept with this chick. I don't remember her name or nothing like that. All right, back to square one. This bitch is in the pool again. It's just like, okay, man, y'all need to speed this shit up. The pacing in it was fucking horrible. The pacing was one of the most terrible pacing films I've seen this year. I was just sitting there going like, really? 96% 96%. This is definitely, if I had to give like a top 10 list of worst films this year, this is definitely like number 2 right now.
Yeah.
Easy fucking Lee. Or whatever. Yeah. It ain't as bad as fucking Get Hard because it ain't offensive.
Mm-hmm.
But it is on the opposite track of Get Hard, where it's what you don't want a movie to be.
No.
Fucking boring.
And none of us was entertained in that theater.
Hell, no, nobody.
Everybody. At first, I thought it was empty as shit. Mm-hmm. More people came in. I would say at least a good 20 people, maybe. Mm-hmm. 25, whatever, and shit. 20 people, whatever. Nobody was in here going, ooh, ah, nope. Clapping, nothing. Everybody just stood up when it ended and was just like, because it ended in an Evil Dead remake, oh, cheap shit.
God, yeah, just them two walking, what's her name? Jay and Hector.
Jay and
Hector.
Yeah,
walking around holding hands.
I know his is Paul and hers is Jay, yeah. Okay. So Paul and Jay, after they get done, because she finally gives it up to him.
Yeah.
He's just like, you feeling any different? He's like, no, actually, I thought it'd been better.
Yeah, this is after that bullshit encounter at the swimming pool.
Oh, my
is that,
God.
What is the exact plan for that? They set up TVs all around and shit. Like, okay, what? You still giving them death instruments to fucking kill them.
What I like about that, though, is they don't explain shit about it. That boy Paul, because that's when he tried to make the move on her, he just looks at the photo and sees her in the swimming pool and shit. And he's like, remember when we used to go there when we were younger and swim and shit like that? Then all of a sudden, they're in a car with suitcases and shit, and they just go there, and they got, like, everything that you can plug electricity. I'm just like, okay, what are y'all doing?
The fuck is the point of this?
And I didn't really catch on to what they were doing until I was like, okay, she's just waiting for it. Mm. Why the fuck y'all just didn't say that? Just like, you know what? We have to kill this thing. I have a plan. Mm-hmm. Let's do this or whatever. They didn't say anything. They just fucking drove off in silence or something like that. Or whatever. Sometimes silence works in films. All is lost. Don't work here.
No.
Not dude, fucking hard. Not it's not work. This is one of those problems like when Ang Lee did the Hulk. I understand you're trying to make something, you know, artistic with a superhero film.
Uh-huh.
That shit don't work here with the Hulk.
Hell no.
And this shit don't work with horror movies.
No.
None of this shit worked. The best thing about this movie was the Poltergeist trailer when that Poltergeist grabbed that bitch by the leg and dragged her up the stairs. That was funny as shit. That was the most entertaining thing I fucking saw in this whole goddamn movie. So that shit was hilarious. Daddy, whoa! Went up in the air. I was like, God damn. He said, I don't give a fuck about your kids.
No fucks are given.
And meanwhile, this ghost don't even get in the water. You know what he starts doing, people? I keep saying, this entity doesn't get in the water. He picks up these instruments that Cody just said so lovingly and throws them at this bitch.
Yeah.
Most funniest shit I've ever seen. And this dude pisses go, what am I shooting at? Nigga, you standing right in the front of an object. I'm assuming the hand is here.
Fucking object. You would know.
He not only missed, but shot a bitch from all the way on the other side in the leg. And her acting was terrible. No effect whatsoever. Just sitting in the background there. Just like.
Yeah, most of the characters in this movie are fucking useless.
Straight up hipster film. Yeah. We get to the ending, people. Okay, I'll give it to you. I have sex with you. They have sex. You feel any different? And he just had a look on his face like, actually, I thought it would have been better. I mean, he had the most unimpressed look on his face just like, damn, somebody must have hyped this up for me. It ain't as great. What the fuck was that school they was in, too, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Look at all dilapidated and shit. I don't know what that was.
Was that a college or high school?
It was community college.
Oh, okay. Shit, dude. So. Just like get hard. And they school.
Oh.
That shit. But, damn. And then it cuts to the next scene, morning, these two holding hands, and you see a dude raking his lawn and kids playing, and then you see a guy walking in the background, and it plays that Evil Dead music where they cramp that soundtrack up, and it just cuts off and says, It Follows. And all you hear is Mrs. One going, that was fucking stupid. I wish those retarded kids from Oculus was in this movie. I really do. Just so they can see their reaction, man. It was one of those movies that hurt my fucking brain. I was fucking angry. I'm still angry shit. Yeah,
especially after all this fucking hype and shit, like 95%.
It's all over the fucking IMDb page.
Edge, terrifying. Okay.
And these look at this Rolling Stones, real film, the Dissolve or whatever. I mean, these are huge fucking websites that gives a lot of critiques on shit, stuff like that. Taken 3 has a 10%. I was telling Cody, 10%. Over Get Hard's 40% and this movie's 95%.
Man.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude. At least I can say Liam Neeson, his acting is still better than anything in Get Hard and in this fucking film. Just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me with this fucking film. I was pissed off. I'm not gonna lie. They're like, horror movies have a habit of pissing you off, but this one, we walked in there. Gave it a chance, right? We had no bias against it. It's going to do something stupid like horror film. We walked in there all smiles and giggles and shit, just like, finally, we're going to get a good horror film.
No. Complete opposite.
Mm-mm. At all. No. What was one thing you hated the most? Mine was just bored.
What I hated the most? The terrifying part. I was not scared one fucking bit in this movie.
This is one scares at every horror movie. Did you see her jump at all once in this fucking... Only time you saw her jump was in the trailer, right?
Yeah.
That fucking... Because she got a fear of clowns and she saw the fucking clown or whatever. Other than that, that was it.
Yeah, these things weren't terrifying. They were more hilarious than anything. I remember the old lady. This was like the old lady in the house. I guess it was like a hooker or something. She's like pissing on herself and shit.
Because we find out that these things just want to fuck you.
Yeah, they're always like naked and shit.
Yeah, because I was like, why are they always naked and shit? Like, just imagine if you woke up with that old lady on your order. It's like, oh, God. I'm like, Cody, you really going to go out that way, dude? Gonna be like, oh, you're right. Hell no, bitch. Get off me. I can do better than this. And he's like, he said the hooker with no teeth and shit like that. They were hilarious. Nothing terrifying about them. Nothing.
The goddamn thing.
I remember I was saying, well, at least they doing more than ghosts. They fucking you. Just like this movie theater just fucked us out of, fucked me out of some money right now because god damn. So that was your most, the terrifying part. Mine, I was bored. I was bored out of my fucking mind. Something needs to happen. There was a lot of shots of just characters just like staring somewhere.
Hey, it's indie. You gotta have those shots, man.
Man, fuck you, dude. Just a lot of shots just looking into the sky and shit, whatever. I was just waiting for fucking Clark Kent just to be just flying in the air or some shit like that, man. Hey, you guys are doing a lot of staring. Mind if I join you?
Yeah, exactly. Stare with the best of them.
Yeah. He stands in there and he's like, no, you gotta put your hands like this. Do it real.
So you're not doing it right.
You're not doing it right. Let me show you. You know, you guys are amateur. Fuck it. Whatever. Batman. Cool. He knows how to stare. Now that's a man that knows how to stare. Yeah. I was angry.
Yeah.
Very angry. There's not anything you liked at all other than the little sound bouts of music in there?
No, just the music. That was about it.
Acting wise?
No. I got really nothing from that. I mean, it wasn't terrible, but nothing memorable.
I mean, anybody could have fucking did that. A goddamn duck could have did it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would have been the same. Matter of fact, they could have got the three of us and just stuck in there. We could have easily killed that show. Because the only amount of thing they showed of emotion was that girl, Jay, was just afraid.
Yeah. I didn't give a shit about any character in this movie. None of them.
And they barely even showed you what the consequences was. They only showed it one time when she broke into the neighbor's house across the street that thing was just fucking them and just killing them. I guess sucking the soul out or something like that.
I know what's going on there.
It looked like broke her pelvis. I'm just like, okay, that's... Wow, most people right now looking at that and going like, damn, is that supposed to be a horror or is that, is that a wet dream? Yeah, what is that? Oh, it's just like, damn, so you mean tell me you're getting fucked by big titty hookers and shit like that? It was like, okay, you know someone out there and just like, that don't sound like no horror to me, baby. Shit, I got cancer anyway. I'm about to die. I'll tell you, the best part of this movie, if it would have ended with her going to the doctor and saying, you got HIV.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, probably so, because she was just nonstop fucking dudes or whatever. Gangbangs and shit.
Yeah, she fucking swam out to the middle of the fucking ocean to fucking shack up with these three dudes on a boat. Like, damn. Like, damn, she really should get rid of this fucking follow shit, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, it, like, because when she was in the hospital, handcuffed to the thing, whatever, couldn't move and shit, I was just like, just go back to sleep. Yeah, you'd be fine, just close your eyes. Like,
probably that's what works. Whatever. Go to sleep, they don't bother you.
They don't fucking bother you, just go to fucking sleep, whatever. Obviously, these things can be put down because we have seen a motherfucker break a chair on them, whatever. Just, okay, nothing then. They get back up, but I don't know. I guess more of it is just like, oh, we can't Google this because we in the 1950s and shit. We can't do any fucking research on the damn thing or whatever. But at the same time, this mystery was so fucking stupid, there was no point. It was just like, oh, what a waste of my fucking time. Doesn't explain a damn thing. I know a lot of things you go like, oh, it doesn't need to be explained. It's just like, no, this shit needed to be explained because there was barely any fucking kills in it.
Yeah, barely.
Actually, just that one dude, right? I mean, the chick at the beginning, right?
Two overall, yeah.
Hour and 45 fucking minutes of my damn time, dude. And it felt longer. I thought when you said an hour 45, I was just like,
It felt longer, but I knew it was like an hour 45.
I was like, Jesus Christ, are you serious?
Yeah.
Cody.
Yes.
You got anything else to say?
No.
Final thoughts?
This movie's a boring piece of shit, man. I don't know what to tell you about it, man. All these fucking reviews. Oh, it's original.
95%.
Terrifying. This is an instant classic. Get the fuck out of here. Cameo
from Mrs. One or whatever. Hey, come in here. Come here. Come here.
She
Come here. Hey, we doing final thoughts. Come here. Come here.
Give your thoughts.
Give me your final thoughts. Let Mrs. One come. Come on.
Join in on the fun.
Come on.
I'm shy.
Whatever. Just come on. What did you think of the movie? Come on.
A fucking retarded ass movie.
And what would you give it? You gonna give it a see it, rent it, stream it, or fuck it?
A fuck it.
There you go then. Now your turn. Goddamn.
Yeah. There's nothing redeeming about this movie at all except for the music. Like, disaster piece, I'm going to look your shit up now, because it's a pretty badass score, I must admit.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I got nothing for this fucking movie, man. It's just another fucking horror movie. It just reiterates my feelings towards the horror genre in itself. So, it's a fuck it.
Yeah.
Nothing else I can say about it. It's a fuck it.
I'm about to say, I still have hope for Poltergeist. Because that shit was funny as fuck, dude.
You're laughing at it.
I know. That shit was hilarious.
What am I supposed to laugh at, or you're terrified?
You saw that fake-ass clown. That motherfucker jumped at him. I was just like...
I might as well just watch Scary Movie 2 all over again.
Uncle Ray, what are you doing? I could not stop laughing, though, when that Poltergeist, when that bitch got dragged up those stairs. I was like, damn, turn her upside down. Say, you coming with me, bitch? I heard about hitting a white woman, but damn. He was like, that Poltergeist must be a black man. He's like, he mine. So you giving it a see it?
Yeah, I see it.
No, okay, cool, whatever. Let me just read this one more time. Smart, original, and above all, terrifying. That's the part where, and above all. It's like saying, this is
primary the thing.
I want to read some reviews first before I get mine. One, from Time Out, it says, passive and relentless, familiar and terrifying, predictable and shocking, and impossible to shake off. I'm about to go to bed peacefully and not remember a damn thing about this fucking
impossible
film.
Impossible to shake
Shocking. What the fuck was so shocking about it? Despite all the fun to unpack ideas swirling around Mitchell's premise, this is the first and foremost a showcase for his considerable talents as a widescreen visual stylist. Give this man more movies. Canny manipulation of tone, atmosphere, and tension makes this a satisfying horror movie. Tension. Keywords here. Starting off strong before losing its way in the end, this stylish, suspenseful chiller sounds significantly broad in Mitchell's audience without disappointing his early supporters in the slightest. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. The ingenious new teen horror film, It Falls, will intrigue, puzzle, and trouble audiences by turns. You will not be able to sleep.
Okay.
Just had to throw my fucking phone. Seriously, people just threw my fucking phone. Like, are you fucking kidding me? You will not be able to sleep. You will terrifying. Yeah. Gonna leave an impact on you.
Terrify these naked people walking slow as shit. Yeah, all right.
Ain't no different from me waking up in the morning.
I'm standing on the roof.
You imagine me and you back down the driveway something like Cody. It's a naked ass white dude on our rooftop right there. All I gotta do is send Mrs. One up there and be like, hey, go handle his ass, whatever.
What's he doing?
Hey, what the fuck you doing up there?
Is that supposed to be scary? That's supposed to be scaring me, sir? What are you doing? No. I'm laughing right now. I'm not terrified.
Actually, this I'm calling 911.
No, hold on, my phone. I'm recording this shit. It's going on YouTube. It's going viral right now.
Oh my god, dude. Like, seriously, like, and they had like this artistic shot of her just staring too, like, slowly. It's just like, she's showing no reaction. You don't think one person would just roll down the window and go like, hey, what the fuck you doing up there? Yeah. Are you even real? What is that? How the fuck did he get up there, first of all? Why would he be up there?
What is the rules to this fucking universe? They could appear out of nowhere, correct?
Apparently.
Why couldn't he just, like, appear in the fucking car when in the car or something like that? Or, like, in their room?
Because they gotta walk first. I gotta take a walk first. This movie's a hot shit. He threw his fucking... just stomp that motherfucker. Oh, people,
fuck.
I was not scared. I didn't think the acting was great at all. Like Cody said, it wasn't terrible, but at the same time, it was just offering nothing to the fucking story. You could have got Steppin' and Fetch It down the street or whatever to be in this fucking film, and it probably would have been, matter of fact, probably would have been more entertaining, because you'd be like, well, at least I'm getting something out of it.
Yeah.
You could have put Chris Tucker from Fifth Element in here, and you would have been like, damn, that's a good movie now. Because at least you would have been fucking entertained, annoyed. You would have had some feelings after it. You would have had something. The problem with this movie is it doesn't offer nothing, add nothing, nothing different in here. Movie spoilers, Phenomenal One and Cody, the only two reviewers out there that's gonna say this movie is some old bullshit and it can go fuck itself down a hole. It's a mighty old fuck it. fuck this movie, fuck everyone in it, and fuck that director, and fuck the part of saying it's terrifying.
Yeah, so why don't you follow us and stay the fuck away from this movie from now on?
That sounds about right, Cody.
All right, bonus people. We back, people.
What the hell? What the fuck? Really? Okay. Apparently, I had to look up It Follows on Facebook, and it just says, It Follows, get protection at the nearest Alamo Draft House Cinema. Oh, and it's got...
God. Yeah, It Follows condom.
It says pass it on.
Get the fuck out of here.
So, I know why I got 95%, because this movie had a message. Wear a rubber.
That's what this shit is? This whole movie is an hour and a 45 minutes of a fucking condom commercial. Fuck. No, this is gonna triple fucking now. Fuck that. Nah. God damn it. What the fuck? Come on, man. You just can't be fucking real right now. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
They never once bring this shit up in the movie. It's never a talk about, like, matter of fact, the sex is even barely even brought up in the film. They never even once, man. Oh my god. This is a Heidi Mayo fucking, man. Okay. Triple fucking. Wow, people. So there you go. Bonus to people. There you go.
Just realize, I swear to you, this is just a game. If it kills her, it gets me. It goes straight down the line, whoever started it. What exactly is supposed to be following you? Something happened. It's not what she thinks, okay?
Someone you know, or it could be a stranger in a crowd. Whatever helps to get close to you.